Again, good evening, guys. It's probably not going to be a long study, but you know, it came to me the other day as the last three words Jesus Christ said on the cross before he gave up the ghost was, "It is finished." So I figured, you know, it is finished is a pretty profound statement, because to me, you know, and to y'all too, you can't get a more profound statement than that, because Christ finished it. And the term "it is finished" in two different Greek forms. One is tetelestai, which is not in my sword searcher, but it's in several of the older manuscripts. But in mine, it is teleo. And in the teleo sense of it, or telestai, it can be used, it is actually used in three different contexts. And it's used in a judicial context, it's used in a military context, and it's used in a financial business context. And you know, that means a lot when you look at being completed, because that's what it is. It's complete. It's finished. It can't add any more to it. It's the debt is fully paid, the judgment is served, and the spiritual war is won in Christ. But that is pretty much what I'm going on here. So let's start with John 19, where it is basically said, because it's the only time that it's said in the Gospels. In John 19, 25 through 29, and the verse is in, actually, through 30, because the verse is actually in 30. But just to lead into the cross, it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold my mother. And from that hour the disciples took her unto his home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it upon a hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he says, It is finished. Bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So that "it is finished" encapsulates over 3,000, 4,000 years, all the way back to before Moses. But that just encapsulates it when he says it's finished. The whole Bible works its way up to that one point, and it is finished. Now, after that is when the Apostle Paul comes into play, but we're not getting into the body complete. I will finish up with it, but this is all on what builds up to Christ's finished work. But the Greek form is teleo. It's from the Greek, it's 5055, and it's to complete, to conclude, to discharge, or to accomplish, to make an end, to aspire, to fill up. And it's a complete filling. It's not partial. It's not half full, half empty. It is completed. When Jesus was days old, we see in Luke 2:39, and they, Mary and Joseph, had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth, in relation to the circumcision and presentation of Christ in the temple. It's recorded. In Luke 12, the word is in 1250, where Christ himself was talking about, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am straitened or pressed till it be accomplished. See, this is the baptism. This is no water baptism that our Lord went through right here. This is a baptism that he had to bear, and only him could do it. Just as though others asked to be with him, and he said that you will be baptized, but not with my baptism. And in a few references of Jesus in Psalms 22, the whole Psalms of 22, the whole 53 of Isaiah, Daniel 9:26, Zechariah 13:7, and then after feeding the 5,000 in Luke 9:18 through 20, says, and it came to pass when he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, who do people say that I am? Because he knows that the people are talking. And they answered and said, John the Baptist, some, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. And he said to them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answered and said, the Christ of God. And straightway he charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, in 22, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be risen the third day. We look again in Mark. I mean, there's so many references. I just picked out a few here. But in Mark 10:32-34, and they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went in before them, and they were amazed as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen to him. Jesus was constantly telling them, sometimes in parables that they couldn't understand, but he would be throwing hints at them. And I'm sure some of you have watched The Chosen, and seeing how Candy and I just finished watching season 5 throughout, they finally start to pick up on it, and not completely. They still have that look like, I think I know what's going to happen. But anyway, in 3:33 it says, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him and shall scourge him and shall spit on him and kill him, and on the third day he will rise again. You see, we're looking at this 2,000 years later, and we know what he's saying here, but they're still scratching their heads as to, they're still kind of lost. And then in Luke 18:31, said, then he took him the 12 and said to them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. That's the same Greek form as it is finished. So Christ is telling his disciples here, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. Well, how many prophets are there? A bunch. Don't ask me to tell you, because it's the whole Old Testament. And here a military description in fulfilling prophecy, as Jesus was telling his disciples of things to come soon. And Luke telling Peter his denials. In Luke 22:34-36, and he said, Peter, I tell thee, Peter, The cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto him, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then he said to them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise a scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. So he's telling them to, okay, it's time to take up some armor. For I say to you that this that is written must be accomplished. That's the word again. This must be accomplished. This is teleo. In me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And we can see that in Isaiah 53:12, where Isaiah says, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. We look at the word form in John 9:28. And then after this, Jesus, knowing all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith thy thirst. In Psalms 69:21, David says, they gave me also gall for my meat and my thirst. They gave me vinegar to drink. The psalmist goes back and talks and expresses the future of the Savior. An example of fulfillment of a financial receipt of debt by our Lord as being complete. In Matthew 17:24, and this is when they were coming into Capernaum, and they received the tribute money to come, Peter said, doth not your master pay tribute? They said to Peter, doth not your master pay tribute? Here, teleho is used as a full receipt of payment made. Now, Jesus, I didn't put it down here, but what happens here is they didn't have it, but Jesus told Peter to go and throw a hook in the water and catch a fish and take the coin out of the fish's mouth, and that will be our payment. That's another one of Jesus's miracles that he performed. He got money from the fish's mouth to pay their toll, and it was their toll for payment made. It is finished is the law of death through sin, which is the 613 mitzvah, the sacrifices of animals, the separation between God and man, with the rending of the veil in the Holy of Holies in the temple, asking forgiveness of sins as Jesus died once for all. It is finished. When Jesus said, it is finished, that is just one little bit that completely finished, as to mankind does not have to beg forgiveness, ask forgiveness, sacrifice for sins and such. In Hebrews 10:3-12, Paul says, but in those sacrifices, and these are the sacrifices that they had to go through. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the books, as it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he says sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. He took the law away, that he may establish forgiveness, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And the law of Moses, the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, among the Jews, this is the first division of the Old Testament was called the law. The prophets, this is the second largest part of the Hebrew scriptures. It comprehended the books of Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, which were called the former prophets, and Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the 12 smaller books from Daniel to Malachi, which are called the latter prophets. The Psalms is used by means what were comprehended under the name Hagiographa, or Holy Writings. This considered the Psalms, Proverbs, Job, Song of Solomon, Ruth, Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, Esther, Daniel, Esther, and Nehemiah, and the two books of Chronicles. The division of the Old Testament was in use long before the time of Christ. And was what he referred to here as meant when he said to each of those divisions of the Old Testament, there were prophecies respecting himself. The particular subject before them was his resurrection from the dead. Throughout the Old Testament scriptures, you can see Christ on every page. But getting back to Christ leading up to his filling up of Scripture in Matthew 5, 17 and 18, where Christ himself is telling them, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but fulfill, fill up complete, fill it to the fullest. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And that's when Christ says it is finished. There are 15 references to the law by Christ in the Gospels, and 5 are coupled with Moses. In Psalms 46 through 8, there's sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, as it said before, as it's written of me, I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. And in Isaiah 42:21, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Looking at the term Jesus used on the cross, he took his last breath as Son of Man, he basically saying he, one, paid the financial debt of mankind's sin to the fullest. Two, the judgment of mankind's sins are fully served, and the three, spiritual warfare has been won. And Jesus said, it is finished. The Apostle Paul uses this Greek term form, teleo, one time in the prison epistles. And it's almost in the same way that Christ uses it. In 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 7, the Apostle Paul says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come where they will endure sound doctrine, that's today. Scripture don't say that, but I just did. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course. The same word, the same Greek form that Christ used as it is finished. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And my last scripture is going to be Colossians 2, 13 through 17. And you, body members, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of a new moon, or a Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. It is finished. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, again for your Son and that he did on the cross when he said, it is finished. Because, Lord, if it hadn't been for that, mankind would have been doomed forever. But, Lord, your will has been done. Your Son has paid the price. And, Lord, we're just so thankful for you and your finished work. And, Lord, we're so thankful also for that that you did from before the foundation in creating this body that we know and understand through right division. Again, I thank you, dear Lord, for this day. And, Lord, again, be with the saints that are listening here and those that might listen at a later date, for it's in Christ's precious holy name I pray. Amen.